Good morning. You're very welcome to our Sunday prayer on today, the 21st of April, 2024, the fourth Sunday of Easter, sometimes called Good Shepherd Sunday. I'm Stephen Fletcher, and I'm with you for each of the Sundays in April. In our Gospel reading this morning, John tells us how Jesus likens himself to the Good Shepherd who will care for his sheep. He tells them, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep." Welcome to this morning's Sunday prayer. We are still in the season of Easter, and the image we see in our Gospel reading today describes the work of Jesus among his disciples as that of a shepherd. Some churches call today Good Shepherd Sunday. The sight of a shepherd leading his sheep to pasture would have been a familiar one to Jesus' listeners. I've seen it myself in Iran, just as in the Holy Land, where shepherds are leading their sheep rather than driving them. They walk with their sheep, constantly talking and whistling to reassure their flock. Two aspects of this are important. Following someone involves a free choice, and to follow someone means to have confidence in their ability to lead. Jesus also highlights the contrast between the Good Shepherd and the hired hand. Hired hands aren't committed enough to risk their lives for their flock. They're pretenders, in it for the cash rather than out of genuine care. They do it for themselves with little regard for those entrusted to them. the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I pray that we will discover the power, presence, and promise of the Good Shepherd, so that we may hear his call, answer his voice, and welcome other sheep that he is seeking. Amen. And so we come to our time of prayer. God of peace, whose Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, was brought back from the dead to be the great shepherd, grant that we be led by him out of darkness and death into fullness of life eternal. Through the same Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in all eternity. Amen. Father, we give you thanks for the risen Lord, the Good Shepherd, who seeks out and saves all who are lost. We pray for all who are walking in the valley of the shadow at this time, all whose lives are hard or being made hard, for all being attacked by evil. May they know your love and protection. We remember all who are called to share in the shepherding of your people. We pray for our bishops, priests, and deacons, and all who work to spread your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to guide all carers and counsellors. Strengthen all who are looking after others. We pray for the Samaritans, for Alcoholics Anonymous, for all who seek out and befriend the needy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all who have protected us and guided us. We pray for those who have supported us in times of need, those who have stayed with us in times of darkness. We pray for our homes and our loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We come with all who have entered into weakness, darkness, or trouble this week. We pray for those who cannot pray for themselves, for those who have lost memory or reason, for all who are facing death, especially those who are lonely. May they know the Good Shepherd is with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, may we learn to abide in you, and know that you abide in us. May we know that nothing separates us from you. We pray for all who have passed through darkness and have entered light and life everlasting with you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights? It's what it takes to know you're near. And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain. Hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.
That's Blessings by Laura Story. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I enjoy our time together on these Sunday mornings. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday morning at 7:45. Remember, you can listen back to past editions of Sunday Prayer by going to the Clare FM website and clicking on the Catch Up tab, where you can also listen again to previous Beyond Belief programmes. Join us this evening at 9 o'clock for Beyond Belief, and again next Sunday morning for Sunday Prayer. So this is Stephen Fletcher wishing you a peaceful and a joyful week ahead. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Slán agus beannacht.